Well, this time last week, we're only down at Glenavon thinking we were playing Crusaders today. What a week this has been.
It's been tough, to be honest. All season's been tough, you know, for credit to the boys. You know, people can say what they want, but I think from the first lot of games away from home, say training, literally, and playing on a building site, it's not been good, but I says that we'll never make excuses. The week, yes, it's been tough. You know, it's unfortunate that what's happened, but players and that come first, and to be fair, our club's been absolutely fantastic. The board have been phenomenal, totally supporting Linfield, making sure everyone's alright, cooperating with everyone. It's going to take a bit of time, but you know, I think that's what we need right until the end of the season. Obviously, you know, the club released a statement, I think, on the website, but we're going to need everyone. And I said this before, you know what I mean? It's full credit to them boys. You don't know how hard it is. And, you know, with the last week, hopefully, yes, it was a disappointing result, but, you know, I thought we had enough chances to win the game. But they don't come. But building up the Crusaders this week and obviously being called off, yes, it's frustrating, but it's definitely the right choice.
Has it been difficult to keep all the players focused through, you know, the uncertainty of this past week? You know, game on, game off.
Yeah, it has, but to be honest, that's probably the best the boys have trained since I've been here. We've been talking about our staff. They've been proper in each other's faces, great tempo. And you know what, they're learning. That's the biggest thing for me. Listen, everyone makes mistakes in life, but they're learning, they're buying into what we want to do, as I said. And yes, it's been difficult, but you know, fair credit to them. They've come down, they've given 100% or 110% for how long they've been here. And that's what we're going to need to do until the end of the season.
Has it been difficult with coping with training in all these different places we're having to train with at the minute?
It has. It's been so hard. Like, people just think you turn up on Saturday and you play, but we've been pulled from pillar to post. You feel like a cuckoo, and it's not just because this has happened to the stand. You know what I mean? It's been going on now for the last, 5 weeks, and obviously a little bit before it. It's been tough, but, you know, as I say, I've kept my mouth shut, we've kept our mouth shut, we've got on with what we are, but, you know, it's full credit to those boys, what they've had to put up to, and you know, the board's been fantastic. You know what I mean? We've proper showed it, we've all come together, and as I say, we'll need that off the fans, especially on Tuesday night at our big rivals. You know, Glen Turner will be going up today to watch the game. And you know, we do things right. We try and give the players as much info as we can, and at the end of the day, you know, they're the most important to our football club, because they go out and they're the ones that's going to win us things.
That was a very intense training session there today. Everybody was looking really sharp, and everybody looked like the whole squad was there fully fit, you know.
No, it is. Everyone's chomping at the bit, you know what I mean. Higgs is back, Spruley's back, and obviously maybe they need a little game, especially Higgs, but you know what I mean. Peter's back. It's important, you know. We've got players back, players wanting to do well for this football club. And as you say, you know, the training was fantastic there. Great tempo, great attitude off every single one of them. We had a bit of fun at the end there with the kit man. You know, with Gary, somebody's pulled Gary's trousers down there. And, you know, the boys, it was the biggest cheer of the season when they seen that. But, you know, you've got to have fun as well. Whenever you're training, you put 100% in for that 90 minutes of training, what we do. And then, as I say, we'll have our fun after it. But, you know, as I say, that's what we've done today. You know, we had a good training session. A bit of fun after it with Big Gary.
And that incident shows the spirit in the camp, you know, the togetherness, you know, the team spirit, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I've said this, that, you know, people can say what they want, but I've got a great changing room, and, you know, we're not far away, I'm telling you that now. We just need to maybe get a couple of pieces of jigsaw. You know, you're looking over the season, you know, there's 5 games to go, but we've probably beat ourselves. I've said this, you know what I mean, the amount of games we threw away, and the players know that. But you know what, the important thing is, for me, I don't live in the past, I live in the future, and the players are buying into what we want to do, and that's the most important. And you know, they're a great bunch, they're an honest bunch, and that's what I'm saying. We've got to take that training the last 2 days out onto the pitch, because at the end of the day, that's what you got judged on.
Tuesday night doesn't get much bigger. Glen Turner at the Oval, does it?
Yeah, look, you know, that'll be a big game. You know, the Glens, to be fair, I know we've won 2 this season against them, and obviously drew 1. And listen, you know, he's got them to the cup final. You know, Eddie's done fantastically well for them, but at the end of the day, you know, if you're from both sets of players, you know, I don't think you need to be motivated for a big Belfast derby. You know, we've got to go down there confident, and you know, hopefully get the right result.
You take the same sort of result as the August game, which I think was your debut, 3-2, last minute winner.
Yeah, let's go. You know, I'm sure you ask Gary as well. He'll take a 1-0 for his, and I'll take a 1-0. You know, but the most important thing is to get the right result, a good performance, and that's it. You know, we have every confidence in doing it.
You're happy playing not happy is maybe not the right word, but you know, in the circumstances, you're happy that the next home game's at Ballymena Showgrounds.
look, it's not ideal, but you know, at the end of the day, I've said this, we'll take whatever's in front of us. You know, it's full credit to the boys, but we need everyone behind us, every single one behind us, from the fans, the players that aren't playing, board. Everyone needs to be behind Linfield until the end of that season and really show what we're about. Yes, you know, you'll have disappointments, but you know, now's the time to come together, and as I say, we've just got to finish as hard as we can and keep the confidence in them players.
Big crowd on Tuesday night, hopefully right behind us, yeah?
Big crowd will be fantastic on Tuesday night. You know, the fans have been fantastic. Yes, you know, you'll always get your moans and groans, and you know, at the end of the day, as I say, it's people's opinions, but you know, at heart, you know, we're all Linfield supporters, we're all fans, and that we need a big crowd cheering us on Tuesday night.
Well, you can be assured at Belfast Big Two Derby at the Oval that the Blue Men will be right behind you and all the lads.
Most certainly.